I was wondering what I would talk to you about. And I think I'll tell you a story. It is the story of how I got into Lost in Space and worked for that terrible man, Irwin Allen. I suggest you ask himself, because I don't show film unless I'm sure. Well, he said he's not going to like that. I said, tough titty. I called Alan, and I said, I've solved your Billy problem. He said, said Mr. Charm. What? I said, I will accept last position. Special guest star, Jonathan Harris. Well, the next 20 minutes you would not have believed. You goddamn actors, you can't act anyway. None of you are worth a nickel. And I gotta pay all you bastards. And on and on. And I didn't open my mouth. I just sat there and listened. And again, you can't act, any of you. And you're the worst of it. You can't act at all. And took a deep breath and said, okay, and hung up. Amazing. And that was the first time that kind of outré billing occurred. Now, of course, billing is madness. It's total madness. With the special appearance of, with the appearance of, with the cameo appearance of, I started that whole track. The wonderful alliterations that I dreamed up by the thousands. You remember the headed booby?
Could you tell us a little bit about your voice work, like on Bugs Life, Toy Story?
Oh, my voice work, which I now do exclusively. I've done 612 television films. I will never do another. I found I could not stand working with 22-year-old genius. Who not only couldn't act, they couldn't talk. And they were stoned out of their heads. Getting them out of the dressing rooms was not amusing. I found that was not my show business. I adored being an actor. And I adored my show business. So I quit. I made commitments. I said, never again. That's it. 600 and roll. Finito. Now what? Oh, I become king of the voiceover. Are we finished?
We have to wrap it up. Kind of.
I leave when I'm finished.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much for your attention. That was lovely.